This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach Richard Dunbar's been at the helm of that team since the beginning. He's been prepared for it. Great guy. He has turned Fort Lauderdale High School, his alma mater, into a true football program, and certainly we are honored to have him this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and hope all is well with you.
All is well, Larry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Exciting. Everything's exciting in the postseason, especially because we have so many kids in South Florida that this time of year are still searching. I mean, you know, the average fan don't really have an understanding of that, but, you know, because they look at all these, you know, the websites where they feature all these 5 and 4 stars who are pretty much set for years in advance. But you have a bunch of kids in both counties that right now, as we sit here in January, are still looking for college scholarship. Talk about that, because you more than anybody know how important it is for exposure for these kids, because you've been doing it for so long. Talk about the value of having an extra game like this for these seniors.
Well, I mean, one, you know, we need a game because you have so many kids, like you said, right now that are boasting, you know, GPAs, you know, the 4.0s, the 4.5s, the 3.8s, the test scores that are just off the charts. You know, their character is good. They have an athletic ability. But these guys, for whatever reason, go under the radar just because they may be an inch too short. You know, they may not be fast enough. You know, instead of running a 4.6 in the 40, they run a 4.7, so they're not fast enough. The hand size may not be as big enough or whatever. You know, if they play wide receiver or slot receiver or defensive back or linebacker. So you have guys that have a tremendous amount of athletic ability, you know, to play this game, and they have the academic capacity to further their education on the next level, but for whatever reason, they're going under the radar. So, you know, so here we are trying to play that one last game to give them one last look, you know, and hope for, even if it's not a full scholarship, they're receiving some money to help cover the cost of their education, you know, to a certain extent.
And you bring up a good point, because, I mean, we know, and we don't have to tell everybody, but South Florida is such a mecca for athletes in general, not just football, but it's a year-round process. And because the weather, you know, not taken today, this morning in consideration, but the weather's usually so conducive on a year-round basis that these kids go right from their regular season into 7-on-7s, then right into summer programs and go to camps and go to combines, and they're so active and they're competing at a high level year round, which they didn't have in my day. But now it's so paramount that these kids need to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, because if they fall behind in the weight room, or if they fall behind on, you know, going to a 7-on-7 or a camp and combine, they could lose a slotting because, you know, somebody's going to promote them. Talk about the value of being able to do this year round, because I know that when you were playing, this was probably just starting like this, and you know, that where you'd have to make a commitment more than those 3-4 months. Now it becomes a year-round deal, and if you're not lifting weights and you're not being in condition by the time spring comes, because you're going to have hundreds of college coaches here taking initial looks, you kind of fall behind.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, when I was coming out of high school, we had pretty much the down and dirty, you know. You know, the Bishop and Dougland 7-on-7, you know, tournament. Then you had your own 7-on-7, you know, here at the school. That was all you were really doing, you know. So, like you said, in order to stay competitive, you have to stay involved in football year-round. You have to get out on the road and travel and go to these different, you know, play with the all-star 7-on-7 teams. And then also show up to whatever college campus with your own high school team and perform as well. Because at that point, you're playing in two different systems.
Right.
You know, so college coaches want to see you, you know, as a versatile athlete doing versatile things, doing different things up under different coaches to see what they're investing, you know, their money in. You know, and now you have the coaches that are training, you know, the personal trainers, you know, off to the side, because you got to keep that competitive edge, you know, outside from school. And, you know, your track teams are kind of suffering from the whole 7-on-7 arena, but when football is what butter your bread,
yeah,
it's what it is, the vehicle for you to further your education, because that's what it is. It's not just about playing football on the college level. It's football. You use football to create an opportunity so you can further your education. You know, so you have to stay abreast and continue to grind, you know, to get that one look. You know, even, you know, 10 coaches can come through, but only one going to like you.
Yeah,
you know,
50 right.
coaches can come through, and one coach is going to like you. You know, you have kids that have 45 offers, but only one really matters. You know, so it's you have to continue to work, because here, as you said, there's a tremendous amount of talent here. But there's a kid over in Texas or Louisiana that's still working and fighting for the same scholarship that you're trying to get.
No doubt. No doubt. Coach Richard Dunbar joining us. He's the head coach at Fort Lauderdale High School. But also this Friday night, he'll be the head coach of the Broward County team as they will take on Miami-Dade in the Miami-Dade-Broward game at over at Mylander Stadium in Hialeah. Talk about your team a little bit, because I was looking at the roster, and you got kids from all over Broward County, public, private. You got St. Thomas kids. You got Chaminade.
Yes, sir.
You got Nova, Lauderdale, Dillard, South Plantation, Douglas, everywhere that I was looking. Good quarterbacks, really good running back play. The kid out of Douglas is really nice. We had a chance to watch him, as well as the Bowen kid from Dillard, and a lot of kids, you know, a lot of kids like Dakari Cabell from Dillard, a defensive back who you kind of shake your head and you go, he's got size, he's smart, he makes plays, but yet he doesn't have anything. Talk about some of those kids, because you've had a chance to watch these kids for a couple days and for a week or so and watch them perform. And you kind of said to yourself, wow, you know, how can these kids get overlooked? But like you just said, I mean, you can never understand what a college coach is looking for until you're in his shoes. Talk about that. Talk
Absolutely.
About the opportunity, because you have a lot of kids, and I'm sure Dade does as well. Talk about some of the, you know, that you've watched this week and kind of shaking your head a little bit and saying, wow.
Yeah, well, the two kids that jump out at you, right away is Shamari Lawrence, the running back, you know, from Blanche Ely. Physical specimen, very fast, can block, he can catch. He's the complete running back, and you're just trying. And now he's picked up, you know, some recruiting steam here within the last couple of days. And I'm sure he's been recruited, you know, throughout, you know, his senior year. But things have really, really picked up for him.
Right.
As we had Duquesne in practice yesterday looking at him, and so was Florida Tech looking at Kevin Larkins, you know, our receiver. I think Shamari has been on a visit with St. Francis. And so, you know, so it's, you can kind of see the weight starting to come off his shoulders. But then, you know, and of course, Patrick Bowen, you know, the running back out of Dillard is set, you know, with Tennessee Martin. But then when you look at Brian Smith, the running back out of Douglas, who you just mentioned, you know, again, another big back that can run downhill, you know, and make things happen for you, you know, whether if it's inside the tackles, outside the tackles, you know, out in a passing route, you know, from the backfield, you just kind of wonder, like, how and why, you know. And again, like you said, we're not sitting in the war room, you know, on whatever university, you know, campus. We're not sitting at the round table, you know, with those coaches as they're trying to figure out what it is that they need from a positional standpoint. But you just look at kids like, you know, Saquon Jean-Pierre, you know, our slot receiver, and you look at, you know, man, I just a great
just a ton of kids
that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you look at, you know, quarterback out of Dillard, you know, and you know who I'm talking about, Zamir Ziggy Jones, you know, how and why. I mean, talking about, you know, a guy that's a Lamar Jackson in the making, you know, in a sense, that can run the read option. He can spin it downfield. He can make the intermediate throws. He has the size. He has the height. He definitely has the speed and the moves, and you're trying to figure out how and why at this point, you know, this kid is still looking, or why – some NAIA or Division III school hasn't, like, just jumped on this kid, you know, because he's a big steal.
And it could happen this week, Coach, and hopefully it this could. Friday night things will unfold again. I appreciate you taking some time this evening. We'll definitely look forward to Dade Broward on Friday evening, Mylander at 7:30. Coach, we're looking forward to seeing you, as always, and I know you do a great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having us, and I'll see you Friday, Larry. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Richard Dunbar, head coach of the Broward team and also Fort Lauderdale High School. Great guy. You know, he makes sure his kids get it done in the classroom, which is extremely important.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.